The Broncos are entering crunch time of the season, and now we're lucky enough to be joined by Andrea Kramer to get a little bit of a national perspective. The Broncos have dropped two games in a row, but it really seems like the AFC is really wide open right now.
Yes, and if you look at the playoff picture, you have no idea where the Broncos could end up. From what I understand, they could either end up with the first seed or, I don't even want to say, out of it completely. We don't want to say that, right? No negative thoughts here. But it's really indicative of the way the whole league works right now. I mean, that's what they want. I don't want to use the dreaded word P for parity, but the reality is that you want to have some options. And look, it's the bottom line, and this is really how you want it. Win and you're in, and I always say, if you don't win, you don't deserve to be there anyway, so this is the challenge ahead.
Osweiler to a wide-open Emmanuel Sanders.
What have you thought about how things have played out here with Brock Osweiler and Peyton Manning and the uncertainty there? The Broncos have definitely tried to take things one week at a time.
Well, I think that's what you have to do. Listen, I mean, I give tremendous credit to Peyton Manning because he has never been injured to this extent during the season where he's been has to sit like this, and it's not easy because when you have no experience doing this, then I mean you're starting to learn something this late in your career. So I think that he's handled as best as can be expected. He has always been the quintessential team player, and I believe that he's doing all that he can because he understands what we just were talking about. If they win, it prolongs not just the team's career, but his as well.
You've done so many great stories over the course of your career. One of them on special teams coordinator here, Joe DeCamillis, with his the horrible tragedy down there in Dallas. Do you ever still think back to stories like that and they kind of just keep up with you?
I just told this story to John Elway. In addition to the various jobs that I'm lucky enough to have, I teach graduate school at Boston University, and it's a class on interviewing. So I'm checking your skills out here, by the way. But I told John that he is invoked every year because one of the things that you never want to ask, one of the most obvious cliche questions that you try not to ask after a game is, how does it feel? I mean, what do you expect somebody to say? Oh, it feels terrible. I shouldn't have won that game. I said to John, I said, but I remember saying to you live on TV, this is the biggest cliche, but I can't think of a more appropriate time to ask, how does it feel to finally win the Super Bowl? So I told him that he gets invoked every time. But, yeah, I mean, there's been so many great memories that I have had throughout my career of coming to Denver. You know, the Super Bowls, the joys, obviously so many disappointments, whether it's Jason Elam and his record field goals, whether it's, you know, issues with that Jake Plummer had here, of course, all the Super Bowls with the Broncos. And it's really a pleasure to always come back here. It always feels like old home week.